How many of you know the story of David? Hey, what do you remember about David?
Goliath.
What else do you remember, David?
He was a king at one point.
He was a king?
What else? Lion.
A lion, yeah.
He threw a rock at Goliath's like forehead, I think.
He did. Lily, do you remember anything about David?
I remember someone talking about him like going like to the mount, like spending time with God alone.
Okay, all right. You're right. Okay, how about the adults? David. When I say David, what's the first thing that comes to mind? King. What else? Shepherd David. Okay, what else? Man after God's own heart. What else? Worshipper. Psalmist. Okay, anything else about David? Big sinner. Okay, anything else?
He was in the line of Jesus.
Line of Jesus. Okay, anyone else? Favor. Yeah.
He had a massive wilderness to walk through before he could walk into his kingship.
Yeah. Massive wilderness. Okay, anyone else?
We will walk at the bear.
Okay, yeah, that's in Superbook, right? Defeated Goliath, okay.
Son of David.
Son of David, okay. All right. Boys and girls, what you don't know is that what Miss Tab's been teaching your mummies and daddies in here, we've been working on learning to follow Jesus as our shepherd. And David was a shepherd boy. And if as a shepherd boy, what did he first learn to lead?
Sheep.
Sheep. Now, what do you know about sheep? Anyone?
They could get hunted down.
They can get hunted down. What else? They're what?
They're dumb.
They're dumb. Why are they dumb? Why are they dumb? Anyone?
They just follow whatever's happening in front of them. They mimic everything in front of them. So you could, if one is led to the slaughter, they all follow the same path, the same.
Okay. Anyone else got anything to add about sheep? Okay, we make clothing out of their wool. Yep. Krista?
They know their names.
They know their names. What else about sheep?
They know the voice of the shepherd. I have a story. Very short. My uncle had sheep, and he was away, and his son was looking after the sheep, and the sheep would not come for him until he played a recording of his father's voice. So they know the voice. They know the voice of the shepherd, just like we should.
Amen. They know the voice of the shepherd.
They're very dependent on the shepherd.
Very dependent on the shepherd. Okay. All of this is really good. We're working on Psalm 23. You know, I've had them in there in this psalm, boys and girls, that David wrote, Psalm 23, and it's all about being led by the shepherd. And we have looked at what the shepherd does, and we have looked at what the sheep do. And I have heard multiple times from so many people how impactful that simple list, which I just thought was a meh kind of sermon, how it really impacted people. Well, the shepherd, as we are looking at Arise and Shine, which is our theme for this year, and resurrection life, knowing the shepherd is the most important thing we need to know. So, before I go into that, I'm going to start with a video clip about David and one of his sheep. The sheep's name is Gabor. Okay, in this David movie. And Gabor likes to get himself into trouble. Turn your attention to the screens.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Ready or not, here I come. Oh. Actually, forget hide and seek. I think it's time for some shearing. That's more like it. Coming, ready or not. Vera, Yala, Nez, are you three behind that rock again? Tobia, you went up the tree again, didn't you?
At least Asher didn't go up with you this time. Hey, Asher.
I wonder where Tally be. Could she be behind this stone? No, maybe she's
behind this bush.
Gotcha. Gabor? Oh, again. Eliab, what are you doing home?
Father asked me to look after the family while he's away.
I don't need looking after.
Oh, yeah? Where were you just headed?
Gabor ran off. Again.
Gabor? Ha! Good riddance. I can't let you go.
I won't leave him out there.
You see that storm? Flash floods? Lightning? Mudslides? It's not safe.
That's why I need to hurry.
That sheep is not worth risking your life for.
It's my job to look after the sheep. It's God's to look after me. Catch!
Hey!
You're a fool, David!
Oh, yeah? Well, you're too far away to hear come back now anyway!
What did you call me?
Never mind! You in here? Gabor?
Please. Please help me find him. Why wouldn't he come where it's safe? He's always finding trouble. Where's the most dangerous place to be? Oh!
Was it really worth it? Gabor?
Absolutely. I'm going to bed.
Uh-oh. Today is shearing day.
Oh! Aww. Okay. Ready or not, here I come.
How many of you guys have seen that before? Anyone? Young David, Angel Studios. Boys and girls, young and old in the room, how many of you can identify with Gabor? Getting yourselves into trouble regularly. Yeah, I see some hands, some honest hands going up, right? And getting overwhelmed by the trouble we find ourselves in. Have you been there? I have too. The thing I love about David is that the Bible said he had a heart that was just like God's. It was chasing after the things that God loved. And God loves his creation. He loves his sheep. He loves his people. He loves the whole world. And David, you see how David was a true shepherd because he knew every single one of his sheep by name. God knows every single one of our names. And he's a good shepherd because, Sadie, did he go chasing after Gabor?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did. And was it dangerous?
Yes.
And was Gabor lost?
What?
What? Was he in the water?
Yes.
Yes, he was. And Gabor was lost. And sometimes we find ourselves in lost places. Maybe not physically, maybe emotionally. Maybe not emotionally, maybe spiritually. Maybe not spiritually, but maybe mentally. Where our thoughts go, our heart will also follow. Where our heart focuses, our mouth, our hands, and our feet will accompany. What we stare at, we magnify. And so, in our culture, you hear me say this over and over and over again. Why do I say it? Because we're dumb as sheep, myself included. We are dumb like sheep. if you watch this series, the Young David series, and David the movie, you will see that the sheep keep getting into trouble. And if you know anything about sheep, they keep getting themselves into trouble. The same trouble in different ways. And sometimes we are like that. But David was like Jesus, where Jesus went to find each and every lost one so that we would lack nothing. Can you say lack nothing? Yeah, that we would lack nothing. No matter where we were, God can find us. And in the scriptures, it says, in Romans, it says that there is no height nor depth, right? No distance whatsoever that can separate us from Christ Jesus. He knows your name. He knows where you've been. He knows what you've done. He knows what you haven't done. He knows the special name he has for you and what he is willing and able to accomplish in and through you, and is determined to see that come about. So, he will chase us wherever we go, no matter where we are. How many of you are afraid of dying? Be honest. Great. A couple of you are. Children, some of the children are afraid of dying. How many of you would like not to die? Great. How many of you would like to live forever? Oh, more hands. All right, awesome. Jesus tells a story. Well, Jesus is praying to his Father, and he's talking to the Father, and he's telling the Father how he's feeling, and he puts in his prayer, which is talking, a key. I want you to go to John 17, verse 3. Let's read this together. This is eternal life. Boys and girls, does anyone know what eternal life means?
Living forever.
Living forever? How? Grumpy? Living forever sick? Living forever sad? Living forever how? Free. Okay. What else? Healed. Living forever how? Joyful. With God? With God? With Jesus? In God's presence. In God's presence. Okay. Think of the word life. Describe that life to me. What does life look like for you? Ups and downs. Would it be nice to not have those ups and downs? It would. But they do happen. In the downs, is it hopeful or hopeless? Hopeful. And you can speak to that firsthand, Randy. In the ups, how is it in the ups? Abundant how? How many of you don't feel like you have abundance right now? Be honest. Thank you for being honest. So how many of you in your living feel more lack than you do abundant life? Yeah, there's honesty right there. And that's how we begin to shift a game, shift life. If you want abundant life, and abundant life does not mean that it's absent of ups and downs, but abundant life actually means there's joy in the living. There's hope in your breathing. There is essence and creative presence in your words. That comes through knowing. And who do you need to know? Timothy 6, verse 12 says this about eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Take faith and fight the good fight by holding on to eternal life. So that means you need to hold on to the knowledge of God and his Son, the Father and the Son, because Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they would know you, Father, and you, Son. This is really simple, but it's so profound, and you can miss it if you're not paying attention. To know eternal life is anchored in a relationship. In that clip, when David was seeking out Gabor, he knew Gabor so intimately that he knew Gabor would find the most dangerous thing he could find. And he stopped and said, where is the most dangerous place? Bang, it came to him, and he ran in that direction with confidence that Gabor would be there. We are known to that depth, that no matter where we go, God is there. But also, we are called to know him in that kind of situation or that kind of knowing of where God would be at any given moment. How many of you are confident enough to say that you know the Lord in that level of intimacy, that you know what he's doing? God wants us to know him in that level of intimacy. A lot of people are going, I just want to know God's purpose for my life. What do I do? How do I do this? What is this? What is that? Lots of questions. And here is his purpose, for you to have eternal life by grabbing a hold of faith and holding on to a relationship with the Father and the Son, to know them intimately in every place you find yourself. Does that make sense? Okay. To find, you've got to listen to Father God and Jesus as well as you listen to any other voice, even better than you hear any other voice, and you need to know his presence. This morning, what I appreciated about our worship time this morning is that there were a lot of pauses. One of the best ways to learn how to do and know the Father, how to know the Son, how to do eternal life is actually to wait in the presence of God. It is in the waiting and the sensing and knowing of presence that actually eternal life bubbles up from us, and we then have the answers to things that otherwise would get our knickers in a knot, would get us emotionally dysregulated, discombobulated, all right, and freaking out. How many of you have felt the freak out? I have the freak out. For those of you who know me, you know that there is a musical going on in my head and my heart constantly. And so when I say freak out. Dun, 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 dun. Freak out. Okay. I say that just to say, you know, I'm musically wired, right? This morning, Jeff, while you were leading one of the songs, Hungry, I Come to You, that hunger is for presence. Hungry, I come to you to know you. Hungry, I come to you to be with you. Hungry, I come to you to drink. Hungry, I come. Now, while you were singing that song, and you had a kicking little beat going, Lance and the rest of the team, like the way you were playing that song was very unique. I literally, for the first time in my life, could hear a rap song. While you're playing it, I am hearing a rap song going on in my head. And I'm hearing the lyrics come so quickly, this interplay of the sheep that is wandering and the God that is seeking, and the sheep that is wandering and the God that is seeking. I wish I could have done it justice. I couldn't. but I knew I was catching something in the spirit that was quick and witty and yet real and upbeat. There was joy in it, in the story and the testimony of the ins and outs being woven in the high places and the low depths that was really profound. And I knew that in the room, we actually have somebody who raps. Did you know that? Judah. Judah raps. So I went over to Judah and I said, Judah, honey, God has a song that's being sung in the atmosphere that I can hear, but I can't do it justice. And I know that you're a rapper, you know, and there's a song for a generation that makes it real, the spoken word in reality with authenticity about the journey, but yet the chasing down of the shepherd king who comes looking for us in the midst of raging waters. And so I've commissioned Judah to go spend some time listening to Hungry and praying and asking God to do that. And I'm expecting a rap to come forward. So the next time that team is together grooving on Hungry, I, and George slamming that bass, boom, 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 you know, that we have a song that is present for this day and this age right now. And this is what it means to host relationship, intimacy, knowing what's on the Father's heart and the Son's, eternal life, something new that springs forth. There's a new sound that comes forward. He weaves together the pieces of our lives, even the things that we hold as shame, as Christiane was saying when she was ministering this morning, that there is no shame. God looks and delights on you. Turn your attention to him. Or as Brandon said, when you give yourself your all to him, he gives his all to you. All right? Every mistake you've already done, every mistake you haven't yet done, but God already knows you're going to do, he weaves that together into your story so that he can be your good shepherd. Everywhere that you find yourself, whether you're at school, whether you're at work, in the shopping center, in a parking lot, wherever you are and there's people around you, because the Lord is your shepherd and you are part of a family that raises up really good shepherds. Consider yourself a shepherd in that moment and ask the Lord where his sheep are, that you can actually minister the heart of God to the sheep at that moment. Some will be caught in hedges. Some will be in nasty places. Some will need refreshing for their soul. And you can be that shepherd because we're all called to lead. Why do I say that? Why can I confidently say that? Because the Lord is our shepherd. And he has led us well and will continue to work through us to lead others well with the heart of the Father for his sheep. And now, the only way that that can happen is if you know that he's using every single circumstance of your life and weaving it together in such a way that it will glorify and testify the goodness of God in all things. Randy standing up and testifying, I'm going through cancer, but God is my shepherd. He texted me and he said, I'm done with much afraid. Much afraid. Much afraid is done. The more time I spend in the presence of God, the more time I spend with him, much afraid is leaving. It doesn't mean that the crooked place that you're walking in is out of his design, but he uses everything so that later when you encounter somebody who's in the depths of where you've already been, you can come with grace and mercy, authenticity, and hope to say there's a way out and I know the way. Follow me while I follow the shepherd. Wherever you are at this particular moment, if you're bored at this second, invite God into this space. If you're irritated, invite God into the space. If you're soaring high, invite God into the space. If you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, invite God into the space. You are not absent of his presence. He is with you already. Turn your awareness in the situation you find yourself in and invite him into it. Lift your head and your heart. Lift your eyes and your ears to see and to know heaven's design for you in the moment you find yourself in. That comes with presence. As the summer unfolds, you will find yourself getting distracted with vacations and other stuff. In the meantime, enjoy it because God wants you to enjoy life. But remember the things that God is saying and doing in you, through you, for you, and towards others. One of the tapestries that is being woven right now, and it can seem tumultuous, in Ontario might be the raging fires. And so these strings that are being woven together, they're important. And our voices, our contribution in the tapestry of life. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't disqualify yourself. Don't compare yourself. But arrive and arise and a shine with the relationship that you have and your faith with God and grow that relationship so that in all areas of life, you can see the presence of God transform others and you.